While I continue to be listed as doubtful, I had to jump on the mic, try to give you my best effort of a Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast because we are in the fantasy football playoffs. It is 1 p.m. on Friday, December 19th, as is annually the case. I get sick one time a year, and it's always right around Christmas. I don't know. I don't fight it. I guess that's the trade-off. One time a year, worst time of year, sure. So let me see if I can get through some of this with some fantasy thoughts, give some proper love to those who are in the finals of the two fantasy leagues that I commission. Perhaps some of their players will match some of your players, as I would imagine many of you are also in the fantasy playoffs at this point. Your leagues are, hopefully you are as well. You can always email me if you have any questions about start, sit, claim, cut, write.todd@yahoo.com. As long as that email comes in by Saturday night, and we do have games on Saturday night. This is why the college football playoff counter-programmed the NFL on Saturday. That's why one of the two biggest college football playoff first-round games is at 12 noon on Saturday. And the lesser games involving Tulane versus Ole Miss and James Madison and Oregon are not only not on ESPN, but they are up against NFL games as we have two of those on Saturday. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. I hope to be healthy enough to go in and say hello to some of my favorite servers like Shalom and Lizzie at the Hillsborough Avenue location near the stadium at some point here in the next week if they happen to be in town for the holidays. I'd like to thank Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, for a free consult, 813-902-3576. And remember, for those last-minute gifts for fans of the Bucks, Lightning, Rays, Gators, Noles, or USF Bulls, theheadsandtails.com. The inventory on the website is exact to the inventory on the shelves at 4524 West Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa. Boutique sports apparel and gift shop provided over 50% of the Christmas gifts at the recent Todd Wright Tour holiday tournament, which may or may not have contributed to me feeling like absolute crap. But I'm here. Let me take a sip. It's just water, people. And it's just been pretty much water for, oh, almost a year now. So in the Battle of the Network Stars, the 12-team league I commission, defending champion Morgan, playing as Captain Kirk, facing off against a fellow Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament team captain and Rob Caballa, playing as Zach Morris. Captain Kirk benefited from Seattle's comeback against the Rams on Thursday night, getting to 15.6 points in my scoring settings, and the projections as we speak right now for what they are worth, and usually they're not worth much, shows this as a very even game for the Battle of the Network Stars Championship. Captain Kirk currently has Nico Collins and Juwan Jennings as his other two pass catchers, Derrick Henry and Omarion Hampton as his running backs, Little as his kicker, Dak as his quarterback. Bench options, healthy ones, so he could actually make a drop add and drop one of his injured players if he wanted to add somebody. He has Michael Carter, who may be in line for a lot of work for Arizona on Sunday. Jordan Addison, although it's what Jalen Naylor is putting up numbers with J.J. McCarthy's recent success with Minnesota. Jalen Warren is a possibility, and he's currently playing Dak over Jackson Dart. At least that's what the lineup looks like right now. Dart against the Vikings defense, Dak, I believe, is against the Chargers defense. Yes. Zach Morris has Jalen Hurts going on Saturday in the same game, and this is one I really wonder if it's going to hold for Rob using Debo as a starting pass catcher with Mike Evans and Jameson Williams. He didn't have Devontae Adams on Thursday. That helped get him to the title game. Marvin Harrison could be in play, although he continues to be limited in practice for Arizona. He could claim someone. Debo has just, since week five, here's what I show Debo at in my scoring settings. 1.4, 0, 1.2, 4.4, 8.9, 13.7 against the Dolphins, then a bye week. Excuse me. 6.1, 2.7, 4.3. I know it's against the Cowboys. And where are we looking here? It's not against the Cowboys. I'm sorry, it's against the Eagles. I was thinking ahead to the bad Thanksgiving Day games, the way those are playing out, and how many of them won't have meaning. So it's against the Eagles. Let me take a quick look at what's on waivers. If he didn't want to plug in Marvin Harrison, which he can easily do, he could obviously push in a tight end. And you guys know how I've always felt against tight ends, but this year has been a year where a number of tight ends have been productive. George Kittle is sitting there on waivers in the Battle of the Network Stars, going up against the Colts. His numbers significantly better since he returned from injury. I show him in double digits four times since week eight. In a game now, the Niners have to look at and say, we control our destiny in the NFC West. DJ Moore is there. That's a little bit more of a risk. We see who else pops up. Kyle Pitts pops up. Granted, dealing with an injury and perhaps the return of Drake London against the Cardinals, but Pitts not claimed by either of our two finalists off his huge game against the Buccaneers in week 15. Those claiming that Darren Waller should be claimed against the Bengals, I think, are overlooking the change at quarterback and how that might impact. And Waller did all his damage in garbage time for the Dolphins with Tua against the Steelers. Let me quickly go to our other league. I'm going to keep this very brief. Again, if you have any individual questions, you can email them to me. It'll be a lot easier for me to just type than talk with how I feel. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Get the emails in by Saturday. If they're in Saturday before kickoff, I'll probably be able to answer if it involves a Saturday team. So let's see. In the foundation, again, I feel as bad as I sound. Like Morgan is going for an unprecedented third title in the 12-team league. Sean Weatherington, the managing partner of the original Leroy Salmons, we missed that place in Tampa, is going for an unprecedented third Jimmy McGinty title in the foundation against Dave Wirth, who has never won the McGinty, is one of only two owners who have not. Sean only got 2 points out of Jason Myers in that score fest of Seahawks and Rams. He was damaged by the fact that the Seahawks got down big and really had no use for Myers at all in the second half of that game. The projection showed Dave with a slight edge, with Sean just having one player already in the clubhouse. Sean has Josh Allen, Ja'Marr Chase. There's Mike Evans again. I believe I cut him when he broke his collarbone knowing he wasn't going to help me, and I needed the roster spot to try and get wins to make the playoffs. Travion Henderson is a player that was also cut by another owner earlier in the season, picked him up, has him in the starting lineup with Tyrone Tracy. Those are his two running backs. He has Pickens in the lineup, which I really question. Much like I question Debo playing in a fantasy championship game this week, I question Pickens. This is where I think you have to look at what's wrong the last two games and see the minimal involvement effort and how the Cowboys 1 week said all the right things and now they're not saying very much about it. Pickens may just have checked out because the Cowboys don't have a lot to play for. And perhaps Pickens is thinking about his next deal. So I question Pickens playing. Other options are Michael Wilson. If Harrison doesn't play, I don't see any reason why. I mean, Michael Wilson has had only one bad game in the last five, and that was against the Bucs. That might have been when Marvin Harrison returned briefly before he hurt his heel. He has Debo on his bench. That's funny. He has Jaylen Warren on his bench. He has Zay Flowers on his bench, and he has Darren Waller on his bench. So there are options there. Breece Hall also on his bench, but currently he's going with Travion and Tyrone Tracy. Dave Worth looking for his first McGinty, starting Drake May over Dak Prescott at quarterback. Receivers, McConkey, Sutton, and Abuka. None of them are hot. McConkey's last significant game was week 10. He's been almost invisible the last two, and the one before that against Vegas, he didn't exactly go off. Cortland Sutton is involved. Excuse me. Coming off a big game against Green Bay. It's not a great start, but it's a good start. Broncos taking on the Jags. Jags are kind of a pass funnel because they stopped the run so well. Abuka has really leveled off, as Baker Mayfield has. Abuka has not had a double-digit point game in my scoring settings. He's had one since week five. That's it. Minimal production, as the Buccaneers have lost, what, four or five. He has McCaffrey and Chase Brown. Chase Brown's first bad game in a while last week because, and it wasn't awful, but it was his first non-double-digit game since week six because the Bengals were just so bad. Then he has the Vikings kicker. He'll probably win that battle of kicker versus kicker because Myers only had the two extra points. On his bench, if he wanted to sub out one of his pass catchers, because I think it's fair to say Chase Brown's going to go and McCaffrey's going to go. Yeah, Chase Brown against the Dolphins. McCaffrey. Yeah, because you don't want to play R.J. Harvey there, whether he's healthy or not. Pierce, Fannin, Addison are his other wide receivers. I'm just going to look up who is available on waivers if Dave wanted to make a move there. Let's see. Kyle Pitts, still sitting there on waivers. Granted, dealing with a knee issue after his big game. And you have to monitor Drake London's status. I know a friend in a separate league who is counting on Drake London to be healthy and he's going to play him. And I don't know if that's the right move this week in a playoff game. Too many variables there. London could get hurt and exit the game quickly. There's no meaning in it for the Falcons. And London's best games have always been with Michael Penix, not with Kirk Cousins. So perhaps if London is declared out, a move there is Pitts if he is healthy enough to go. Let's see if there's anyone else that stands out on the waiver wire. Let me go to percent rostered. Dalton Kincaid might be a play. News on him earlier today, again, this is December 19th, was good. Bills are in it to try to win that AFC East off the comeback win over the Patriots, going up against the Browns. Browns are a good defense, but middle of the pack against tight ends for fantasy purposes. Kincaid is a favorite of Josh Allen. He has four double-digit games this year, including one just 2 weeks ago against the Bengals. And it's not like you can really make an argument that Allen has a better guy to throw to than Kincaid. Obviously, Cook is the other best offensive option. All right, before I cough any more in your ear, let me say goodbye and remind you, there's Jake Ferguson, although Ferguson's numbers have really dropped off since week 7. Wow. He hasn't cleared 7.6 points in my scoring settings since week 7. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Best of luck to those in the finals of the two leagues I commission. Best of luck to all of you if this is your last week to win the championship. If this is your semifinals, I understand, although I think you will see you may deal with a key player or two playing or sitting next week in a game that lacks integrity that may prove to you why I end our leagues in week 16. But we'll do another podcast next week. We'll talk about some things and hopefully I'll feel better. Thank you for bearing with me. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters.